Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Recipe for Success in WIC is a stellar publication by Anna Canny Anthra, a visionary in her time. Now, throughout her career in the WIC program, she gained notoriety for success of the program based on her unsurpassed knowledge and implementation. She is and was well-respected in her career and recognized both state and federally for the success of the program. Regarding diverse cultures and reaching out to the underserved populations at large, Anna put Fairfax County, Virginia, the WIC operation, on the state and local maps. Anna came to the U.S. as an immigrant over 50 years ago to fulfill her dreams to be a public health servant and to be an advocate for the low-income population, especially women and children. A degree in clinical nutrition, she worked initially as a teaching dietitian at St. Mary's Medical Center in Knoxville, Tennessee. Recipe for Success is one woman's incredible story of success, and that woman, Anna Canny Anthra, is our guest on This Week in America. Anna, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
What a remarkable story, an inspirational story, and anybody that wants to get the job done right, pick up the book, Recipe for Success in WIC, and you will learn from this. Why was it so important for you to write this book, Recipe for Success in WIC?
Well, I would say that I was very passionate about serving the low-income population when I was growing up as a teenager in India. I'm an immigrant, came to the United States in 1965, and I thought, there is no poor people in USA, so I won't be able to fulfill my dream. And finally, I got 1975, Fairfax County hired me as the manager for the Women, Infant, and Children program. And I was so blessed with all the opportunity that I got. I learned a lot. And I wanted to share with everybody, the whole world, what I was able to do and how God works with you to make your dream come true. So that's why I wrote the book.
Well, he really has. And the name of the book is Recipe for Success in WIC, W-I-C, based on a 35-year life story by Anna Canny Anthra. And I'll spell that for you. The book available at readersmagnet.com, other places there as well. WIC, of course, is Women, Infant, and Children program, a very successful program, a very important program all across the United States. Anna, tell us a little bit about WIC and what the program seeks to achieve.
Okay. Women, Infant, and Children program, sponsored by United States of Agriculture Department. And they started piloting this program in 1974, and you can see that I got the job in 1975. So we were still doing experimental program in all the counties, and they didn't have a good funding. But the purpose of this program is low-income pregnant women's outcome was very, very poor in this country. And we did have statistics showing the low-income children, largest percentage of the children were obese, overweight. So this program is the wonderful program with the nutrition counseling, providing the healthy food to the low-income pregnant women, infants, and children. And we also wanted to improve the breastfeeding, which was not very common in this country 35 years ago. But now you can see a lot of moms, especially the WIC moms, are doing breastfeeding for their children. So all these outcomes, because of this wonderful program, this is the only program in anywhere in the world that gives nutrition counseling with the nutritious food. So it is a tool to educate the children and the moms how to use this food to make healthier. And the results are fantastic.
Well, you've had such success. It's a very successful program nationwide. You were there in the beginning, sort of laying the foundation for the success of WIC, Women, Infant, and Children Program around the country. In your book, Recipe for Success in WIC, you talk about the successes of the program that you've had over the 35 years that you've been doing this. Talk about how you measure that success that you talk about so well in the book.
Okay. One of the things, so some of the strategy, I came to this program without any experience, but I had wonderful partners, experienced partners working with us. And we didn't have, in 1975, we didn't have enough policies and procedures. We were still experimenting this program. So I believe that it's a group of people. So one of the success for this program in the community is getting the right people, the team workers, people who have the similar goals, that who would want to improve the community. And you need to select those group in the community. That is a smart thing to do. And the second thing is you need to have a passion. And if you don't have that, you may have a PhD in nutrition, but if you don't have a passion to work in the community, I don't think that would work out very well. So the selection of the people, and especially in Northern Virginia, in Fairfax County, we have multicultural population. So we had to select some multicultural staff to make them feel home in the clinics. So there are some strategies that we used in Fairfax County. We got the better outcome. And we also, these people don't have transportation. They don't have, people, some of them don't even drive. So we need to have clinics in their neighborhood so that they can even walk to the clinic. We have some clinics which is in the next to a grocery store. So we have to think about strategy, how to motivate these people to come to a clinic, and also using their same language.
Yes.
Some staff could speak their own language to make them feel more home to do what we ask them to do. So there are so many strategies that we have to. So this book is kind of a guideline that if you are a manager or if you are participating in a program such as Women, Infant, and Children program, that you can get some ideas how to implement this program in anywhere in the United States.
If you organize anything, this book will give you so many great ideas that Anna has written. The book is Recipe for Success in WIC, based on a 35-year life story. Anna's last name, Kanianthra, is Kanianthra. I'll do that again a couple times during the course of the program. We got a link on our website, so you can go there and click on and get all the information. Recipe for Success in WIC, based on a 35-year life story. You talk about the role of the community. You just mentioned that. You established the Community-Based Participatory Partnership Program, CBPP. Talk about that, why you decided to name it as such, because it really says it all right there, community-based, and it's a program you participate in. It's a partnership.
Yes. Well, you know, if you look at in your community, if you just take your own community, that you can see there are several programs designed for low-income population. So we have food stamp program, for example. We have got Head Start program. We have got other programs, governmental programs, and the private programs. We all have the same goals. We all want to serve the people who do not have enough. So if we can partner together with the same goal, that we should be able to do this job without any problem. So that's one of the strategies that we used. We become a community committee of all the program providers, so we can share what we are doing. We can do advertisement, how to increase the participation. A participant who receiving the food stamp can also be eligible for the WIC program. Could also, the children could go to Head Start. So we have so much commonalities. Our goal is to help the people who need the help in the community, so that the managers or the providers need to hold their hands together to get the job done. And that's what we did. And that's one of the model programs in the state of Virginia.
Well, you use others in the community, as you mentioned. I would think that would expand your budget greatly, because you are working with other people in the community to spread the message and to get the proper food out into where it's needed in the community. It's just one of so many strategies that Anna has pioneered and talks about in her book, Recipe for Success. You use something with multicultural marketing, and this is interesting. You established a historical Islamic center, a satellite clinic. Talk about that and getting out there doing the multicultural marketing, because that's very, very important in many urban areas, isn't it?
Yeah. We have established clinic not only in the health department. Traditionally, that's where the clinics are. I decided to go outside that line, because health department, very few people will come. We have a large community. I happened to meet in one of the Islamic center leader in a meeting, and I started talking to him about their clients, the people who are attending their services. I said, would they be interested in the WIC program? And he was very reluctant to say that they are not very anxious to go to the health department. So I said, well, why don't you give me a place in your facility? I don't need a big clinic. I want just two rooms. That's all I need. And if you can give me that, I would come out there and establish a clinic. So we started. He was very interested in my proposal. And so I went in there. We started the clinic once a week. And that clinic is one of the best clinics. When I left, I don't know about now, but when I left, that was one of the best clinics. So you have to, when you have a passion, I think the ideas come to your mind, whom you are not serving, and who are the neglected population in your community, and you want to help them. And this passion will drive you to go any distance to get them, get the job done. And sometimes you can't be shy about, I'm afraid to ask the question. There is no harm
asking the question,
whether you want to, shall I come to your place to get started?
Yes, all they can do is say no. So there's really, that's the only risk that you're putting up there. The book is Recipe for Success in WIC, based on a 35-year life story by Anna Kenny Anthra, our guest on the program. You find the book at Reader's Magnet, the usual places. You also use data-driven program management that you talk about in the book Recipe for Success in WIC. Explain what that is.
Well, a lot of program people get started, but the people who are actually doing the, for example, my clinic staff, do not know what they are doing it. So I made it very sure, because this program, USDA, this program is a data-driven funding. In other words, the participant cost, if you increase your participation, you get more funding. So with that kind of a guideline, I had to give them every month a report. I don't want to go them and tell them I've got 52 employees. I'm not going to each of the clinic and say, you're doing a good job. That's not the way to say it. You need to show them how well they did it by giving them the data. You increased by 5% last month. What a great job you did. You need to show them. So it is a data-driven management. That means they are highly motivated. They get that fulfillment that they have done a good job because it showed. Not only it showed to the health department, it showed the USDA, and we got benefited getting more funding the following year. So if you look at it, our in the last 15, 20, 35 years, we increased our funding from USDA 483%.
Amazing.
Because of that, we could increase the staff 225%, and the participation grew 76%.
Which is just amazing.
You don't have to tell them you are doing a good job.
Yes.
I mean, that itself is weak. You know,
so many more people that you're able to serve, families you're able to serve. What life lessons have you learned from managing a program that size, a program that's serving, 20,000 clients, 54 staff members, a budget of over $3 million. What kind of life lessons did you learn from that process?
Well, it's amazing. You know, I was very young when I started the program. Now I'm 82, retired for 3 years. It was a wonderful journey, and with a lot of blessing and the right people on the right side, the coordination in the community, and all the blessings were there. So the program went very well. So I can die feeling so good, fulfillment, you know.
Yes.
So I just had to write on a piece of paper what I experienced in 35 years. And that was this book is all about.
What has it been like writing the book, being out there promoting the book, talking about it, and being able to motivate others that are working in social organizations that are out there trying, in some cases on a very limited budget, to try to do their best job in working with the people? What's it like being out there talking about the book and assisting them to hopefully have the same success that you had?
Yeah, I mean, that's not a bad idea. I did that the first year of my retirement. You know, I did presented the book and talked to small groups, and, you know, I did that quite a bit. And one thing that I do want to tell you that the benefit of this program, I mean, the book selling, I don't get that much money, but whatever I get, I'm feeding the children in India, because India doesn't have a program like this, governmental program. So I go there. I went once because of the COVID. I couldn't go this year, but any benefit, profit that I make, I spend more money traveling there to spend this to feed the children there. So any benefit that I get from this book is dedicated to the children, street children in India. So that's another mission that I feel that I want to do it, you know.
You've seen success. You've seen a program grow successfully. Not every program does. This one has. It's thrived. It's helped millions of people over the 35 years. The book is Recipe for Success in WIC, W-I-C. That stands for Women, Infant, and Children Program, based on a 35-year life story written by our guest on the program, Anna Canny Anthra. Talk about any message you might have for policymakers and funders, not only on the WIC program, but other social programs that play a very crucial mission in what we're hoping to do as a society. What messages would you have for policymakers and funders?
I would tell the policymakers, don't ever stop this program, because the message that I have to give them is, this is one of the model intervention program for the families who living in the community who cannot afford to have nutritious food, because this is the only program that I know of that giving the nutritious food as a tool, as a teaching tool to teach how to live their life in a healthy way. And so anyone in the government who are funding this program, they need to fund this program, support this program, because I can tell you the Vick families who lived in Fairfax County, every year they received over $10 million food dollars annually when I was working there, because we were serving 20,000 clients. I mean, this is the best thing the government and policymakers can do for the community.
What do you think your research has done in terms of benefiting the overall progress of WIC worldwide? You have to feel like this great satisfaction that you were able to establish a number of programs and strategies that are successful worldwide. What's that like with when your research, your knowledge, your strategies are really helping feed people?
Well, you know, I thought about that before, about a year ago, before we had this COVID. I was planning to make a trip back to India, and we have a facility there. I was going to volunteer there for the summer, July of 2020. That's where I made all the plans to go there with my book and to start a small program in that facility with the Women, Infant, and Children program, just to do a model program. But this COVID canceled the whole thing. You know, I think it's not God's plan. But anyway, I had this desire to other parts of the world. We should start something like this. And it is not, we can get a lot of volunteers to help us. We don't have to have paid employees to do this, because there may be through the church or through volunteer services that we should be able to do. This is a very effective program. I really, truly believe in this program.
Well, I love the passion, and you bring that passion to the book Recipe for Success in WIC, based on a 35-year life story by Anna Kanianthra, and I'm going to spell that for you now. That's Kanianthra. Book's available at readersmagnet.com, Amazon, all of the usual places. It's sort of a guidebook that will help, would help people. Again, it's all based on the passion that Anna has brought to this for over 35 years and the tremendous success she had in Virginia. A minute or so left here in the program. I mentioned Reader's Magnet. You're working with them in getting the message out there on the book to help other people. What's it been like working with Reader's Magnet?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I'm very pleased that I had two goals, and they created a wonderful website for me, and also e-book, as well as connection with you. Getting into the this program.
Well, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. You know, it's interesting, and you may not be familiar. You should be, but you may not, with the WIC program, WIC, Women, Infant, and Children program. Look it up, get some information, see if there's a WIC program in your community. It's a program that for decades has been really effective and made a difference in the life of many young people and families. The book is Recipe for Success in WIC, based on a 35-year life story by Anna Kanianthra. Anna, the time went by way too quickly. It was an honor to have you on the program, to get you to talk about the success you had sharing, and because of what you've done, that legacy will live on for years and be blessing people. Thank you so much for spending some time with us on the program.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
It's been our pleasure.
Wonderful.
Anna Kenny Anthra, recipe for success in WIC, based on a 35-year life story. ReadersMagnet.com, Amazon. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get all the information. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.